It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
That was the case, but, you know, I slept on it, and about two, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do?
Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show anytime you choose. BillisKing7@gmail.com. So hop on in there. Love to hear from you. So day two. Yeah, the tournament started on Thursday, other than Belmont. Day two is today of the NCAA tournament. These are fun days. These are days that we can actually extract a lot of fun and happiness out of some college hoop. Because college hoop regular season doesn't do that for most of us. Now, there are games here, they're sure. But March and tournament time, that's when you really can get excited about basketball. And yesterday was a fun day. Yeah, the dogs. Now I'll get Brad. Brad will be with us in a little less than an hour. I don't know what the final numbers on the underdogs were yesterday, but heading about halfway in, it seemed like the underdogs, meaning I'm talking about plus the points. This isn't necessarily outright winning. But with the points, seems like the dogs were the way to go. According to you experts out there. According to you folks so inclined. Josh tweets this morning, Murray State will be Karen's, I'm not sure, I know what he's saying. Yeah, Murray State and Florida State play. Matter of fact, I bet these spreads, let me locate these spreads. For the second round. Now, we went over today's first round spreads late last hour, just a couple of minutes ago. Florida State, I just found it, is a 5-point favorite over Ja Morant and Murray State. Yeah, 5-point favorite, Florida State. LSU is favored by 2.5. Over Maryland. Now, see, that's going to be a fun matchup right there. I don't think either team's particularly well coached, but that's going to be interesting to watch. What else do we have? Wofford and Kentucky. I think I already told you this. Kentucky's favored by 5. There's a Big Ten matchup. Minnesota and Sparty. Sparty by 10. Oh, did you know this? Michigan and Florida play again. They've been playing a lot. Football, whatever. Florida and Michigan. Maize and Blue favored by 7 over the Gators. Auburn and Kansas. Bruce Pearl advances barely. Yeah, Round Man said, Bill, it was New Mexico State in that game. Auburn -1. So Auburn's favored over Rock Chalk, Jayhawk, KU. And then Villanova, Purdue. Purdue favored by 3. So second round games. Already got numbers out there on these games, if you're so inclined. Yeah, Knowles and Murray State. So, yeah, when Josh was talking earlier, he's predicting that Murray State is going to eliminate Karen's former team. Josh says, you heard it here first. Well, a couple things on Karen. Number one, Florida State is her former team. That's true. But I don't know if Karen gets all giddy about the other sports outside of football. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know that Karen's ever done much. I don't recall her ever saying anything about Florida State basketball. I'm sure she probably has, but I don't recall. It's always about football. And you got to remember, Florida State football was so bad this last year, and she predicted it in advance that she can't hang on to that anymore either. She's gone totally to Jimbo. She wanted to move to Texas, but be able to root for both the Aggies and the Noles. I think that's what the plan was, but the Noles were so disorganized and so discombobulated and so bad that she couldn't. She just couldn't. So she left her team. Much to the chagrin of Noel fans like Jim and Jupiter. Noel Kevin up in DeKalb, Illinois, who is a Noel fan, says, Bill, the Miami and Florida State games used to be a must-watch. I think the same could be said for Tobacco Road now. He says, I'm not a big college basketball fan, but I always watch when they play. Yeah, good point. Grant, as in 30 for 30 Grant. That's got to be his name now. 30 for 30 Grant. Tennessee set to battle lifelong rival Colgate toothpaste. And it's a picture of two guys with poor dental hygiene. Vince said, Bill, I'm just now able to get in on the show, tuning in. He says, did you see Izzo going off at his player, Henry? They show Izzo yelling in his face with a fist, and they said that he had to be restrained 4 or 5 times by teammates. I saw the video of it, yeah. Izzo, but that's not unusual for Izzo, right? Yeah, right when that happened, I started getting the videos. Hey, Bill, look at this. Look at Izzo. It was mainly Michigan fans. Now, here is something. I need you folks to help me on this one. During the Belmont-Maryland game, and again, I'm openly shilling for Belmont. I'm rooting for Belmont. And it was really early second half. You got to remember, at halftime, Belmont's got a 6-point lead on Maryland. Maryland comes out in the second half and builds a lead up to about 9 or 10 immediately. They go on a big run. And I think that's when Belmont got a timeout. It was during a timeout that what I think is Belmont's second best player, the McLean kid, number 11, right? Dylan Windler is their best player, the big 6'8 lefty who's a phenomenal player. He'll play pro ball. I don't know if it's Europe but he'll play pro ball. Maybe NBA. He's that kind of talent. 6'8 lefty with a whole lot of game. You guys saw him. What did he have? He had a moment yesterday. but I never saw a video of McLean for Belmont. So somebody out there, bean count that for me. What happened there? I need a written explanation or video of this. Now, apparently McLean was told, you're going to have to sit. After that little temper tantrum, you're going to sit. And I think they sat him for about 5 minutes or so. And then he came back in the game and he played well. No, he's good. He's a really good player. Now, I don't get to see every Belmont game. So if McLean's not their second best player, I stand corrected. In my opinion, he is. Now, another player on Belmont is, among others, is Grayson Murphy. I saw him play beginning in like seventh grade. All the way up through school. We played at Independence. And he was a really good high school player. Went to Belmont, redshirted. So right now he's a redshirt freshman. Yeah, the point guard for Belmont is Grayson Murphy. I believe he wears number 2. And I saw that kid when he was probably 13. You could tell he was going to be a college player on some level. And he got in foul trouble. They sat him for a long time in that game in the second half. He had his fourth foul. They brought him back with a couple of minutes. Matter of fact, they held him out longer than I thought. Yeah, much, much longer. Yeah, somebody find me something that either describes what happened to McLean or what went down there in that incident. I didn't think that was really well described on TV. The other thing about the Belmont game is, as good a coach as Rick Byrd is, he's a Hall of Fame coach. That last possession was very ill-conceived. I think they were trying to run that same play that they ran when they beat UCLA in the regular season down the stretch to win it. And why are you playing? I mean, you need to play for the best shot. They were playing to get the last shot. I think that was a bad idea, too. Now, maybe he didn't think they could hold up in overtime. I don't know. I don't know. I have to see some. Somebody find me some quotes on that, too. And I'm not a bit. Look, I'm a big Rick Byrd fan. I'm not a critic of him. But that was not well done. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number anytime, 615-293-0722. Anything you need. Now, in terms of seasons, it's swarming season for the termites. So if that's an issue at your place, give us a call, 615-293-0722. And you're going to like the job that's done. You're going to love the pricing. Absolutely. And you're going to like everything about the experience. Now, not that pest control is a great experience, but when you need elimination, when you need it done, that's where you go. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. And I appreciate all you folks who have signed on. A lot of locals. Because we're in the 615. I can't get down there to Jupiter. Or I can't get up to St. Louis for Peter. Or I can't get over where Round Man is. We stay in the 615. So call that number, 615-293-0722. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
A crash with injuries on Donaldson Pike at the I-40 West exit ramp, and another wreck with injuries on 2 Mile Pike east of Dickerson Pike across from Cardinal Logistics. Clearing another collision on Murfreesboro Pike at Dell Parkway, 440 continues to be congested west of I-24. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's a list. Darren Revelle tweets the longest tenured coaches in the NCAA tournament with their hire date. You ready? Jim Boeheim was hired at Syracuse in April of 76. How about that? Coach K was hired in May of 1980. I remember that. One of his first games, I remember him losing to Vanderbilt and Phil Cox. You Vanderbilt fans, how many of you can go back that far? I know Murray can't go back that far. I know Coach Marshall can. I don't know about, can Clay go back that far? Clay, do you go back? I think Clay might. Yeah. Rick Byrd was hired in February of 86. Tom Izzo was hired in 95. And Mark Few was hired in 99. Again, these are the longest tenured coaches who were in the NCAA tournament. Jim Boeheim, who just got beat by Baylor, was hired in April of 76. Did you know that? Peter knew that, but did you folks know that? That's the question. Noel Kev, checking in this morning up there in Chicago, says, Bill, I got a dilemma. He's a Seminole fan. Do I drive down to South Bend for baseball in 40-degree weather to see Coach Martin coach one last time? Florida State's baseball coach is retiring, he announced before the year. And Florida State is in South Bend for baseball. Should he leave DeKalb, Illinois, drive south to South Bend? And the answer is yes. Yeah, go down there. Now, because of traffic and toll booths, even though I'm sure you got one of those stickers or whatever it is, like Jeff does in Chicago, that gets you, that allows you to go right through the toll booths. I'm sure you got one of those. Last time I rented a car there, I purchased one of those temporary ones too. It served me well. But yeah. No, Kev, I say you do it, man. I say you do it. All right. Karen says, Bill, I'm a big Leonard Hamilton fan, and I'm happy for the basketball team. I also pray that the Noles baseball team gets to Omaha. So I do root for basketball and baseball. Well, like I said, you probably do. I just never see you comment on it because it's mainly about football. I get it.
What if I told you there was a Jimbo Fisher superfan whose Twitter account is actively being investigated by the NCAA? What if I told you that every Friday night at her local karaoke bar, she dedicates her performance of Ain't No Mountain High Enough to Jimbo Fisher? What if I told you the centerpiece of her living room is a painting of Jimbo Fisher holding her dog Norman? What if I told you her tailgating cocktail of choice is Metamucil and vodka? ESPC 30 for 30 presents KKL, the Gam Gam of college football.
Let me get a call, and I believe this is Joe. What's up, Joe?
Bill, how you doing, pal? Hey, to clarify on that Phil Cox thing, it was Krzyzewski's second year. It was in November of 81, Cox's first game. He hit them up for 30 that night, and they beat Duke. It wasn't a very good Duke team, but really wasn't a very good Vanderbilt team. It was C.M. Newton's first year at Vanderbilt, so it wasn't a very good team either. Neither team was very good, but it was an entertaining game anyway.
Back then, people were saying Krzyzewski couldn't get it done at Duke, too. Remember that?
His first 3 years were bad, Bill. I mean, he had Kenny Dennard and Gene Banks, and he still couldn't win. I mean, they were. You look at their first 3 years; they were pretty bad. It was '84 when they went to the Sweet 16, and Allery and Dawkins and Billis were all sophomores. You know, they were. That was their first year. They weren't that good. But their sophomore year is '84. They went to the Sweet 16. I think they lost to Detlef Schrempf and Washington. I think that's right. But ever since then, yeah, the Blue Devils have taken off, and everybody in America hates them. But you know, you got to tip your hat to them.
Right. Right. No, I hear you. Yeah, I remember that game. I remember I was listening to that Vanderbilt game on the radio, and Phil Cox, who was a Kentucky kid, a little point guard who was terrific.
Yeah, I mean, nobody even hardly ever heard of him. Well, I hadn't heard of him. I mean, I knew he was coming to Vanderbilt, but I didn't know that much about him, you know. I mean, Kentucky certainly didn't want him, or heck, Louisville either one, as far as that goes. But, yeah, he was quite a player. Him and Jeff Turner was a nice combination. They played on some bad Vandy teams, but they were entertaining to watch, if nothing else.
Right.
Now, Phil we didn't have nothing to watch this year, Bill. But
Phil went on to coach at what, Lincoln Memorial?
LMU, up there in Harrogate, Tennessee. Up there around where Cosby's at. I'm sure Cosby could drive to it right now if he needed to.
Is he still the coach?
You know, I don't know, Bill. I lost track on that now.
I did too. Yeah, I did too.
Man, I appreciate you and Charlie. Y'all keep up the good work. Looking forward to Brad.
Okay.
On the next hour, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Yep, Joe. Appreciate that. Joe's basketball wisdom. Always a big help here on the show. Yeah, Phil Cox. How many of you take it all the way back to Phil Cox? He was a really nice guy, too. Who's on hold here? Sounds like somebody's on hold on the phone there. Oh, Alan in Franklin. I knew something. I could hear somebody breathing.
Hey, Bill.
What's up, Alan? How you doing, sir?
Well, I tell you what, I didn't catch the first part of your last call, but the Phil Cox thing. Did y'all discuss his recruitment?
No. I mean, no. I just know that the locals didn't want him.
Okay, well, now, am I correct that was CM's first year?
Correct.
Okay. CM signed him and never saw the kid play high school basketball. He got here, and Cox was already lined up. And CM said, well, go ahead and take him, and never saw the kid shoot a basketball when he offered him the scholarship.
So he was he already committed to the previous coach? Is that what that was?
Yeah,
now, that was the coach that they hired out of Louisville Ballard, which was a disaster.
Yeah, you remember when that kid, when that guy came in from Ballard? I don't think he was much of a personality guy, but he brought his own player with him.
Right, that point guard.
About a 6'4" guy, wasn't it? Something like that.
It was a big leaper, point guard. Yeah.
Yeah. He brought his own point guard with him, but I always thought it was, and boy. Cox lit up Duke that first game. I mean to tell you, he lit them up.
I remember. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was good. Bill, as far as the tournament goes, do you think it's gone pretty well according to form so far?
I haven't seen anything. Well, let me make sure I haven't seen anything totally unusual go down here. I mean, the Auburn game was probably the most dramatic down the stretch, correct? I mean, because New Mexico State they were down, two, and they had three free throws with a second left to win it, missed two of them, then had an out-of-bounds play and a wide-open look and airballed it.
Yeah. Well, you know, reverting back to Duke and Vanderbilt back in 80. You correct me if I'm wrong, but Krzyzewski interviewed for the Vanderbilt position prior to getting the Duke job and was turned down, correct?
Yes.
Can you imagine, Bill, that what's happened over in Durham could have happened here in Nashville, Tennessee?
I think you're right. I mean, same type school. Now, again, it might not be the ACC, but Vanderbilt's got basketball tradition, so he could have done big things here, correct?
Oh, I tell you what, but if he hadn't had a good AD, he wouldn't have lasted at Duke because they were after him back in the early 80s. The powers that the
right.
money people did not want him, and that was Bill, give me your opinion because I know you've got your ear to the ground on this. Done deal. It goes without saying Will Wade's finished at LSU, correct?
Oh, I don't see any way he survives, correct. I don't even know what I'm waiting on, really, but no.
Okay.
No,
well,
no,
I just think they're covering their bases legally is all they're doing right now.
Right.
But going back to what you're hearing about Chuck Person at Auburn, has Pearl insulated himself enough from Person to where he's going to survive all this? Or just give me your take on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Alan. What I understand, yes. I think Bruce is okay. Bruce, whether it's on the Iowa staff back in the late 80s, Deion Thomas, or whether it's the backyard barbecue or – things tend to follow him. And, again, I'm a Bruce guy. I'm a Bruce apologist. But I worry about him all the time. I mean, but I think he's okay. I don't know the ins and the outs. I've read the whole Chuck Person thing, but the latest, everybody, Avery Johnson, apparently, and a lot of you folks linked me articles overnight, et cetera, this morning. But according to reports, they are working on a buyout with Avery Johnson. And according to what many think, like Kevin and some others, Kevin Hagan, their target is Coach Steve Prohm, who was at Iowa State. He was at Murray State before that. He's got Alabama ties. Went to Alabama. Wasn't a player there, but went to Alabama. So maybe that's the magic elixir they're looking for. I don't know. Let's get the bottom of the hour break while we're at it. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there's an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch Jonesen for Unemployment.
Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass. Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, Butch Jones.
A crash on Old Hickory Boulevard westbound at 65 North. Still clearing wrecks on Murfreesboro Pike and on Donelson Pike at the I-40 West exit ramp going toward the airport. 440 is full westbound starting at I-24. 65 South is full from Dickerson Pike to the North Loop. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Geico is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could and look they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giant shoes fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, Geico is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bungalow, apartment, flat, farmhouse, fort, lodge, cabin, cottage, chateau, palace, shack, crib, condo, shoebox, duplex, manor, mansion, McMansion, hutch, hut, pad, shanty, villa, castle, cave? No matter what you call it, a realtor knows how to find you the perfect home. We're more than an agent or app. We're trusted professionals serving you, your family, and community for over 100 years. That's not just what realtors do. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a clear sky, sunny today, high 64, mainly clear tonight, low 32. Sunny Saturday, high 60, partly sunny with a stray shower Sunday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Mm-hmm.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
We urge you to pay these prices and please pay no more.
That audio clip that Charlie uses, we urge you to pay these prices and pay no more, is Bobby Denton, long time public address announcer at Tennessee football games.
We urge you to pay these prices and please pay no more.
And he was also, I believe, you folks on Rocky Top, check me on this, the general manager at WIVK up there in Knoxville. This was a while back. He hadn't been the PA guy. I think Bobby Denton passed away. Anyways. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Let me go back into this and then I'll get the call. You know who was on hold. I saw Ira Schoffel yesterday tweet this. He is the guy that runs War Chant, a Florida State site. And he said, I've got some sad news in his tweet. Phil Kofer's dad passed away. Phil was told about it after their NCAA game yesterday. His dad is Mike Kofer. Mike Kofer played at Tennessee. Played at Tennessee between 79 and 82. One of the first ball players that I saw when I got to Tennessee was Mike Kofer. He was an absolute freak. 6'5", 230. Ran like he was a track star and was strong as all get out. He was built like a perfect bodybuilder and played like he was incredible. Mike Kofer ended up playing for Detroit, you folks up that way, and was one year, I know at least one year, he was a Pro Bowler for the Lions. He had been sick for years. I don't know what his ailment was, but he passed away yesterday. And Phil Kofer, of course, we were talking about this earlier, plays for the Noles. He's been there a while. He's a sixth-year senior. And as Jim in West Palm pointed out, he actually was a Donnie Tindall recruit. Tennessee thought they might get him. They were living in Georgia. And, you know, when that whole thing blew up. And Florida State was in it anyways. He might have gone to Florida State anyways. I don't really know. But some sad news there, Mike Kofer. One of the best Vol players ever, okay? Any position. One of the best ever. Let me get the Cosby Cattleman in here. What's up?
Crack up those Osborne brothers, crazy C, because here comes regular season Rick, and there goes Holly.
Did she already lose?
Nah, I was looking at her bracket, Bill. I think she's going to see Geno.
Oh, so you do predict she gets to Geno?
No, I don't think she's going to get to Geno. I think they take the trash out on her early, and the miracle matchup doesn't take place. But we shall see.
Yeah, because I was
hoping with you a little bit on that Kofer stuff. Kind of heard a little Peabody talk there. Maybe back to Rick Barnes.
Do you go back to Mike Kofer? You remember him?
Barely. Yeah, I pick up late 70s of Tennessee. I had a James Berry jersey as a little kid.
Oh. Yep, I remember him. Natchez, Mississippi, James Barrett.
Yeah, about 77. I remember Tennessee put the beat down on Notre Dame one time in Neyland Stadium late 70s.
That was 79. I was at that game.
Johnny go out there and beat Notre Dame and turn around the next week and lose to Rutgers.
Correct.
Johnny.
Remember the big running back in that game for Tennessee was Hubert Simpson.
Yeah.
And Hubert was from up your way, somewhere up there.
Yeah, he was a guy probably these days, he'd been a Jim Brown type back, big old dude, wasn't he?
He ended up incarcerated, and I don't know if he's out of jail. He had a rough life.
Yeah, imagine that. Hey, Bill, one on this Kofer deal, the younger Kofer, the kid at Florida State, I was looking at him a little bit.
Yeah, Phil.
He's, I believe, a redshirt senior for them.
He's a six-year senior.
Himself, I think.
He what?
The co-founder that's playing for Florida State.
Yeah.
He's a redshirt senior, I believe, and I'm pretty sure he had a battle with cancer himself.
Is it? Now, see, I did not know that. I did not
The story
that.
I heard on him, Bill, was that he got caught up in the Konzo to Tindall transition.
Right.
And Konzo's staff and Counts themselves, the story I heard, they got mad and were they pretty much played the race card on that deal. Konzo really trashed Tennessee on the way out the door. So there was a lot of politics at play on that one. But, you know, you look at Tennessee's team, they're short on the front line. And that guy, you put that guy on the front line instead of Fulkerson or Kyle Alexander, then think what Tennessee would be like. You imagine that dude and Grant Williams on the same team.
Be a lot of muscle there now.
Schofield coming in off the wing.
Hey, speaking of this, yesterday, because I was watching Ja Morant for Murray State, and I was looking at an NBA mock draft, and I'm not kidding, two rounds, all right, because that's all they have. Admiral Schofield was listed in the second round. There was no Grant Williams in either round.
Yeah, those mock drafts, I've seen them, one or both of them, appearing at the end of the first round, but then they fade off. So, right. You know, you kind of sparked something on me there, Bill, talking about Ja Morant. You know the story on him, right, over in South Carolina?
Was barely recruited. Yeah,
he got noticed. I believe some coach was in the gym to see somebody else and saw him.
Right.
But, and, you know, of course, Zion Williamson, Coach K, speaking of him, flew right in and plucked him for, they thought it was a Clemson-Carolina battle.
Correct.
Frank Martin. And you look at that, Bill, you know, Barnes has kind of been cleaning his clock over there. Josiah James is out of Charleston. He's a 4.5-star recruit. Barnes got on paper. And I saw a stat that blew my mind. Most people take Frank Martin to be a great coach. Most coaches that have hit a Final Four are.
Right.
But he's 7 years at Carolina, Bill, and I believe he's only hit the tournament one time, his big run.
Is that his only year in the tournament?
Isn't that something? I didn't realize he'd been in South Carolina that long. 7 years at South Carolina. Only been to the tournament one time, missed it the last 2 years. I don't think they've made the NIT this year. Or maybe they didn't turn it down, I don't know. But 7 years at South Carolina, only one tournament appearance. He's apparently coming back. But is Mike Anderson going to survive out there in hog country, pig land?
I think for now, but they're going nowhere.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, you know, we talk coaching carousel and football a lot, but, you know, if LSU swings open, you think Bruce would look at them?
Oh, I don't think – I don't think Bruce is going to leave Auburn now. They've stuck by him now.
You think he'll show him some loyalty?
I do. Look, I mean, think about this. You're at Auburn. It's a school that otherwise doesn't give a rip about basketball. So, I mean, he's as safe as you could be unless this Chuck Person thing gets back to him.
You know, all these guys are kings, Bill, of course, making right. Killing, you know, getting filthy rich. But Bruce is a big city guy. I mean, can you imagine what was Bruce Pearl doing in Auburn, Alabama, besides coach basketball? I can tell you what he did in Knoxville.
Chase Skirt.
I just wonder what the heck, you know, if you were ever looking to get out of Auburn, this would be the time to do it.
So let's go back, fill everybody in the audience. Bruce, and I'm a big Bruce fan, but Bruce, when he was in Knoxville, left his wife.
Yep.
And ended up with a cute blonde that there were pictures all over Twitter and Facebook with him in a boat with her and everything else. So he traded in for a younger, you know, lady. And but his wife started like a boutique, right?
Yeah, called Alimony's.
Right. On the strip, correct?
Out west, out there around West Town.
Oh, so it wasn't right there. Okay, right. But it was, so in West Town, down Kingston a little bit. But her boutique or whatever the name of the place, it was called Alimony's, right?
Alimony's. Can't make
God
that
almighty.
Up, and there's a nice place on the lake deep Tennessee River called Prater Flats. A lot of good stories coming out of Prater Flats. Maybe some of your buddies over there might tell you one
is
day.
That where Bruce had the boat?
I won't tell you on air, but Prater Flats is that's where all the cruise ships are, or the cruisers, excuse me. I'll tell you one thing real quick. A lot of times these tourists come over here and they see, you know, Calhoun's on the river and the stadium and all that.
Yeah.
That river right through there is as dirty as Percy Priest Lake. Right through there, that's where the Knoxville waste output is.
Yeah.
And all locals know you don't swim till you get about 5 miles south of the Neyland Stadium. Well, when Bruce first got to town, he got out there on one of those Sea Ray cruisers and jumped in the lake. I mean, that'd be like jumping into your toilet, Bill. All right, enough fun. Let's get to Rick Barnes real quick.
Yeah, yes.
regular season Rick. Here he comes. We know the numbers. Is this year going to be any different, Bill? Elite Eight's what they're picked to do. They're not picked to make the Final Four. The seeding says they ought to be an Elite Eight team. And right. You know, Virginia's got a good club. But, you know, I think people over here are saying that's the dead minimum. Anything less than Elite Eight's a big disappointment over here. People I talk to.
So his name is Regular Season Rick, is that right?
Regular Season Rick. Great guy, by the way. I've seen him speak. The interesting story I saw on the SEC Network. Apparently out of Texas, the money got to him a little bit. You know, catching that big check, you know, money changes a lot of people. It changed Bruce, too. But his family, he said that his family came to him and told him he needed to change his attitude. His own kids came to him and told him that. That's kind of how he got all religious. And do you know that Rick Barnes doesn't even want his name announced before games over here?
I did not know that.
I mean, he barely wears orange. You know, the guy, I mean, he's just pretty much it's all about the team, nothing about him. And that's just like the opposite of people like Bruce. It's all about Bruce. And
hey, do you want to hang through there?
What's your prediction before they get going? Are you thinking Final Four, or are you thinking another flame out?
I'm predicting Final Four for the Vols. Regular season Rick gets the name off his nameplate. Hey, Cosby, Charlie says I got a break. See you, Cosby. All right, we got a break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
A wreck with injuries on Lebanon Pike at Lisa Lane near Quinn Circle. Midtown dealing with a couple of wrecks at 14th and Church, as well as South 1st Street, south of Oldham Street. Still clearing collisions along Murfreesboro Pike and a crash on Old Hickory Boulevard westbound 65 North. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. So forget about watching March Madness on your couch and get to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tennessee opens up the NCAA tournament today in Columbus, Ohio with a nationwide arena. The Vols are 17.5-point favorites over Colgate. The Vols are number 7 of the nation in offensive efficiency. They're 19-14 of the total this year. Colgate has won 11 consecutive games. They are 19-11 to the total. Elsewhere, North Carolina, a 23-point favorite over Iona in Columbus. It's Buffalo, a 5-point favorite over Arizona State. Iowa State, a 5-point favorite over Ohio State. And a game that'll be played in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey folks, Jake Wild, production director here at Nashville Sports Radio. The 2019 Cougar Classic is teeing off on Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course, and there are still some spots available. The annual Cougar Classic helps raise money for the Good Pasture Alumni Association to help with tuition assistance for students who have lost a parent. Head over to WNSR.com and register your team or sign up as a sponsor. The 2019 Cougar Classic, Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course from Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week, now.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Regular season Rick. Another gem from the Cosby Cattlemen. So if they flame out, and I don't anticipate a Colgate loss, but if they pull up short of, let's say, the Elite Eight, I should have said, if they pull up short, the regular season Rick thing will stick. Another absolute gem from the Cosby Cattlemen. Karen points out, and I didn't want to bring this up. I didn't want to bring Lane Kiffin into the conversation with Cosby. Not this time. We got plenty of time for that. But apparently Baby Kiff has suspended the starting quarterback at FAU, Chris Robinson. Now, I don't know the details of this. This is the first I'm seeing of it. It's Robinson, by the way, not Robinson. Projected to be the starter this season. Kiffin told reporters Thursday Robinson is suspended indefinitely and will not participate in spring practice due to an internal matter that he will not discuss further. Started 11 games last year, had 2,540 yards. Transferred from Oklahoma. He was suspended during spring practice a year ago for, quote, not doing the right things off the field. He was booted off the Oklahoma team as a freshman for undisclosed reasons. At the time of his dismissal, Oklahoma's quarterback room had a senior, Baker Mayfield, and a redshirt sophomore, Kyler Murray, and also Austin Kendall. So on and so forth. So there you go. That's the first I'd seen of this. Jeff Chu. Alimonies in Knoxville closed in June of 13. Bruce's ex-wife's name is Kim Shrigley. Opened the salon on Kingston Pike in November of 08 with the alimony money she got from Pearl. I forgot the name of that place was Alimony's until the Cosby Cattlemen told us about that, too. I still think regular season Rick is the best, though. Hey, guess who's coming up, Brad? BradPowerSports.com. Use the hashtag AskBP.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Please. Yeah, I know what you mean. Please. Yeah, I know what you mean. Please. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.